Obviously, I'll be following both Australia and Ukraine. Coming from a Ukrainian background, but also being born here in Australia, I feel I've got a love of both countries. And seeing both countries get through is an absolute dream.
Obviously, I'm Australian. I'm Australian, you know, not that I was born here, but I'm Australian to the core. But also, I have Ukrainian roots. If Ukraine gets beaten, you know, well, then I'll be going gung-ho for, you know, for Australia, absolutely, no question. Nightmare would be that, you know, they would meet against each other. You know, that would be a real problem for me.
As Ukrainians the world over celebrate their national team's very first qualification into the World Cup, many in Australia seem torn in their support between their parents' or grandparents' homeland team and their own home team, the Socceroos. As the chairman of the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations, Stefan Romaniv, tells us, the Ukrainian diaspora in Australia has its roots back to 1950s Australia.
Most of the community, I mean, when I say most, our parents, the first generation came out 49-50 as displaced persons. Most would have come through the war. They would have ended up forced labour camps, either in Germany or other places. And in what eventually happened is that some ended up in England, in Canada, in Italy, Germany, and then would have travelled to Australia. So at that point in time, we had an immigration. The second sort of wave, I suppose, after the 50s was probably in the mid or early 70s, where we had a Ukrainian community from the former Yugoslavia, Bosnia, settle here. And again, they were people whose parents probably were born outside of Ukraine, but have been very strong in maintaining their language and culture. Further to that, in the post-1991, when Ukraine became independent, obviously a different category of migrants coming to Australia from Ukraine. Some of those family reunion, but a lot of those would be either business migrants or independent visa class migrants. So according to the census, you'll see that there's probably I think from memory, 5,000 to 7,000 Ukrainian born, or 15,000, sorry, Ukrainian borns, which means that they are those that were born in Ukraine. But the number is probably somewhere about 35,000 to 45,000 that are now second or third generation.
My name's Alex Deknich. I've recently moved to Melbourne, originally a Sydney boy though. My grandparents were actually from Ukraine and migrated over here in the 50s and brought over their two children, of which subsequently are my mother and father, who met up here in Australia. I involved myself heavily from the age of about 3 till current presently doing Ukrainian Cossack dancing. And that's taken me all over Australia as well as overseas, and just basically promoting the Ukrainian culture to other communities and the wider Australian audience as well.
Alex Deknich has been combining the history and culture of his ancestry with his love for football as long as he can remember.
In Sydney, I was actually playing soccer with a joint Ukrainian team. We got a group of boys living in Sydney who had Ukrainian background, and with that, we tended to follow a lot of the, not only the Australian League, but the Ukrainian League, mostly teams like Dynamo Kyiv, the major teams that would make it through to the Champions League.
So which team will you be following during the World Cup, if that's not such a dumb question?
That's a bit of a tough one, because essentially I'll be following both Australia and Ukraine. Coming from a Ukrainian background, but also being born here in Australia, I feel I've got a love of both countries, and seeing both countries get through is an absolute dream. From an Australian point of view, we're not sure whether this will ever happen again. We've tried so many times before, and I've been following the campaigns for years on end and missed out so many times before, but to actually make it through and standing there in Federation Square when John Aloisi popped that last goal was something unbelievable and totally amazing. And for me, following the Australian team will be, I'll be following it just as much as I will the Ukrainian team. So there's a bit of a dilemma in that sense, in the fact that if the teams happen to meet up in any later rounds, I wouldn't know which one to support.
Mr. Deknich is one of the key organisers of some of the planned events following the Ukrainian and Australian teams in the World Cup.
There's going to be a number of planned events, not only in Melbourne, but around Australia, to to, I guess, encompass not only the Ukrainian Games but the Australian Games as well. Locally in the Melbourne community, we'll be gathering down at the Ukrainian Community Centre down at down in Essendon, and that's essentially where we'll have, I guess it'll be like our World Cup Central for us, where we'll be staging certain key games, especially the Ukrainian and Australian Games. In Sydney and Adelaide, I know as well that they've got several parties planned as well.
Can you tell us a bit about how the Ukrainian fans will be sitting down and watching the game, or standing up or standing on chairs?
There's not much sitting down when Ukrainian supporters are supporting their team. So one way I know that we do celebrate, and I know Ukrainians like to celebrate, is with their vodka. Vodka is pretty prominent in the Ukrainian culture, and that's certainly carried through to the Australian side of things as well. So we like to have a few vodkas or two after a good win, and definitely one thing that will probably be on the cards should Ukraine be getting through to the next round.
In terms of integration, the community has integrated very well. 97% or thereabouts of Ukrainian borns have taken up Australian citizenship, and that means that they are very committed to, well, our parents were very committed, obviously, to Australia. But obviously that flame for Ukraine still burns. That was obvious with the Orange Revolution, because the Ukrainian community was very active in Australia. From the point of view of the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations, we took over a group of monitors to look at that that situation.
We can really see with the interviews that I've done with people from the Ukrainian community a true blurring of Ukrainian and Australian support. They can't really make up their mind one from the other from which football team to follow, so you can really see that as a huge positive.
I don't think it's a blur. I think it's quite conscious that the fact is that Ukrainian Australians are, or Australian Ukrainians are, very much into sport. I think those that will be travelling, and I think the broader Ukrainian community here in Australia, we're wrapped to the back teeth that Ukraine is in the World Cup. I had the opportunity to be in Kyiv when they played Turkey, and the atmosphere is absolutely fantastic. At the same time, we're very, very happy that Australia, after 30 years, is also there. And the interesting question would be, if Australia were to play Ukraine, who would you support? And I think from a Ukrainian community point of view, I think you'd find that most people would say we would be there to look at a spectacle, may the best team win, and you know, you'd probably be wearing Ukrainian flag on one arm and an Australian flag on the other arm, but certainly at the end blowing and waving both flags, because I think it's a great achievement.
The importance to the Ukrainian team is the fact that it is the first time they've made it through as an independent country. This will be very important to the players as well, knowing my patriotism here and how patriotic the Australian-Ukrainian people are. I would only think that that the Ukrainian people will be more so patriotic and have a greater desire, I guess, a drive to get through to the next rounds. So I think, I'm fairly confident that Ukraine will definitely make it through to the next round.
Raymond Zachariak is following Ukraine to Germany for the World Cup. The story of his ancestry, combined with his travels in June, will satisfy the many feelings of homeland for this 57-year-old from Victoria.
I was actually born in Germany. I was born in a town called Ansbach, which is just out of Nuremberg. I came to Australia as a displaced person with my parents as a 1.5-year-old. We came originally to Melbourne, went to through Station Pier, then on to the Bonegilla camp, and my father got work in Adelaide, and I grew up in Adelaide, and I'm quite a passionate South Australian, even though I'm now have been living in Melbourne for the last 30 years, but you know, I support Port Adelaide as in the AFL. My wife was born in Adelaide. She's also of Ukrainian origins. We've been living here since 76. But nevertheless, my father was originally a First Division soccer referee back home in Ukraine before the war. So when I was growing up, he instilled the love of the round ball code in me.
What made you decide to go to Germany and follow the competition?
I was born in Germany, and I promised myself years ago, because I'm a fairly passionate supporter of the game, I promised myself that I would go to a World Cup at some stage in my life. I'm now 57, so given that the World Cup is in Germany, which is the country where I was born, I figured, well, this is the opportunity for me to do it. I've been planning for this for several years. As soon as I knew that the World Cup was going to be held in Germany, that's when I decided, yes, that's the World Cup that I'm going to see.
Do you know of others here in Australia travelling to the World Cup and following Ukraine?
Yes, I do. Yes, I've got many, many friends that I know that are going from here. I know there's a whole. I'm a little bit older. I'm 57, but I know that there's a whole bunch of younger kids. Like in their sort of early 20s, late teens, early 20s. There's a group of about 20 here from Melbourne who are going, and they've teamed up with another large group of Ukrainians, young Ukrainian Canadians.
Being the first time that Ukraine's made it, it's a pretty important event because, as it's well known, Ukraine has only been independent since 1991. So this is the very first time that Ukraine will be competing as a Ukrainian nation. So it's very, very important in stamping Ukraine's ground, not only in the soccer circles, but also on the international stage as a nation competing for its own people rather than under the Soviet Union.
Час нам стати номером один, найсильнішою з усіх країн. Радій, Україно, супернику плач, відсвяткуймо разом кожен м'яч. Хіба! Хіба!